Lots going on in Texans land news-wise this week. Mike Vrabel, the team's defensive coordinator in 2017, is now the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. But that's no big deal because the Texans have Romeo Crennel on staff. That's a big bonus having him here.
Yeah, you know, it's a unique situation the Texans are in. You lose your defensive coordinator as a head coach, but you get a guy that was your defensive coordinator who never even left, and a great defensive coordinator at that. Romeo Crennel's, what, over 35 years of experience in coaching. He knows the system. This is his system. He knows the players. He knows the personnel. We all know what he's able to do when everybody's healthy, even when they're not healthy. As we saw 2 years ago, he was able to mix and match lineups. I think it's a great situation for the Texans to have Romeo Crennel to fall back on.
This was a guy, before he even came to Houston in 2014, was regarded as one of the finest defensive minds in the history of the NFL. Then he gets here, and in 14, Texans set a franchise record with takeaways. 2 years later, in 16, like you mentioned, they lead the NFL in yards allowed per game, the best mark in the league, the fewest yards allowed per game. And now you get to see what he can do as an encore in AT.
Yeah, and I can't help but remember back in 2014, you probably remember this as well, a lot of people wondering, how is Romeo Crennel going to utilize J.J. Watt?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, are they going to be able to use J.J. Watt to the best of his abilities?
Square pegs and round holes, yeah.
How
Romeo
is he going to fit?
Romeo can't adjust, yeah. He blew that out of the water, that
and
idea.
And did the same with Jadeveon Clowney. Yeah. I mean, he's coached the likes of Lawrence Taylor. So Romeo Crennel knows what's up, and I think these players will be really excited to have him back out there on the sideline.
No doubt. That's a good move there. Texans also talk about Brad Seeley. He's the new special teams coordinator. It's a part of the team, an area of the team that Bill O'Brien, many have gone on record as saying, you got to get better in coverage, you got to get better on returns. This is a guy, Seeley, who I guess on his resume, what stands out the most, he was with the Patriots for the better part of the last decade, the early decade, 2000-2010, and then won some Super Bowls under his watch.
Yeah, definitely did some great things with the Raiders. Obviously, we saw Marquette King and the special teams at the Raiders, what they were able to accomplish with Brad Seeley. I feel like his name has come up before in these coaching searches, and it just never was the right time, maybe for him, maybe for the Texans. And now the two of them are together. Brad Seeley's down there in Mobile, Alabama. He'll get a first look at a lot of these players that maybe the Texans could use on special teams coming up in 2018.
Yeah, you bring up a great point. It is Senior Bowl week. The Texans coaching staff has been in charge of the South squad, so that's meant they've gotten an up-close and personal look at a lot of these guys who are going to get drafted, not just in the first round, but all the way through to round seven and then undrafted free agents as well. It's an excellent opportunity for the Texans staff, for the Texans personnel group, headed by new GM Brian Gain, to get some more intel on these guys. A lot of fun there.
Yeah, and Bill O'Brien said that they're not really looking to implement schemes this week. There's not enough time. There's not enough time with the players. It's only 1 week. What they're really looking to do is evaluate the players up close and personal.
Get a baseline, yeah.
Teach them, see how they accept the teaching, how they accept the learning, how they're able to adapt, what they're like as players, because obviously you see them at the combine, but this gives them a whole different look at what they're like on the football field. A very unique position for Senior Bowl coaches to be in, and I think Bill O'Brien's really embracing this opportunity.